This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
By the way, do you realize this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, the root, is always on fire, always honest with you, always high energy, always passionate. You realize how many people counseled me to get rid of the Trump warrior in the open of my show? Lots and lots of people said, now you got to get rid of it. And not even at the first of the year. I mean, the minute after Trump lost. I mean, on November 4th, or as soon as they heard that the election was given to Biden, maybe it was like November 15th. Well, you got to get rid of the Trump warrior. No, I don't. And now you see why. My book is out, Trump Rules. My book did great. And you see Trump at CPAC, and you see Trump in every poll, the leader of the Republican Party and the kingmaker of the Republican Party. And if he wants it, even Mitt Romney admits he'd win the presidential nomination by a landslide. Why would I get rid of Trump warrior? It's still Trump's party for the next 4 years. And if he wins after that, it's Trump's party for the next 4 years and his country for the next 4 years. But again, a lot of things are going to happen between now and 4 years from now. And if we don't get our act together, I'm the one guy in the country who isn't just sitting around Pollyanna-like saying, oh, we're going to win Congress in 2022. Even if that happens, it won't matter. The country is being filled with illegal aliens. It's being destroyed. The Mexican drug cartel and the Chinese Communist Party have got the biggest victories of their lives in Biden. This was their dream come true, their rainy day. Their rainy dream. Nothing they ever could have imagined could be better than Biden's win. Man with brain damage, a man with dementia, running the country and letting the Mexican drug cartel own the border and the Chinese Communist Party own the White House. It is a dream come true. So I'm not sure if anyone could even win in 4 years, Trump or anyone else. My second choice would be Ron DeSantis. Now, nobody else is, everyone else would be a distant 55th. Trump 1, DeSantis 2. If Trump is the one that runs and wins the nomination, then DeSantis has to be the VP, governor of Florida. And if Trump isn't going to run, then it has to be DeSantis as the leader of our party. He's done such a great job in Florida. Even though I'm a sports guy, in addition to a political guy, and this is not a sports show, I'm going to read you a sports story. Because I love this story, because I'm always challenging people to be the best they could be. There's no such thing. It's so hard to get to the top. And once you're at the top, it's so hard to stay at the top. You know, I mean, Rush Limbaugh was at the top. The only thing that took him out was he died of cancer. Without that, he'd still be at the top till the day he retires. He was number one and forever number one. Nobody ever took the title away from Rush Limbaugh. Nobody even came close. And Tom Brady is at the top of football, and I want to read you this story because it just came out moments ago, and I read it in the break, and I said, I got to start off hour number three with this story. Tom Brady made NFL history when he captured his seventh Super Bowl title with the Buccaneers last month, the most championships for any player in league history, and just the second quarterback to ever win with two different franchises. But the 43-year-old already has his sights set on next year. He called Tampa Bay's quarterbacks coach, Clyde Christensen, the morning after Super Bowl 2021, just hours after leaving the team's postgame party, to talk about his belief that the Buccaneers, who won the Super Bowl, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, still have room for improvement. He said, hey, I didn't see you after the game. I just wanted to tell you thanks and what a great journey and how much I appreciate everything you did. Christensen told the Tampa Bay Times. This is what Brady said. He said, the second thing he said was, I was just sitting here thinking, and I think we could really be better next year. I think we're going to be a better team. He's already excited about next year. It's amazing. That's how his mind works. He's thinking about it the next morning, Christian said. He's barely been. Morning. The thing that happens is every team gets distracted. This is the quarterback's coach talking. Everyone wants to make more money and cash in. Everyone has something going on. Some have got a little book deal. They've got radio shows going. That doesn't happen to the Bradys or the Mannings of the world. They don't get distracted. They don't get off track. I thought I'd read that to you because I just think it's so telling. It's so conservative. It's so capitalist. No one wants to take that paragraph and or that column and compare it to politics, but I do because it's the reason I'm a Republican, conservative, and a capitalist. That's how I think. That's how I live my life. Everybody, I remember, you know, I had a mansion in Las Vegas. I mean, I had a mansion. I mean, it was huge on a golf course. And I still remember getting a package delivered by a UPS guy. And the UPS guy rang the doorbell, and he said, "Are you Wayne Root?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I'm a huge fan of yours. I can't believe I'm delivering this package to you, and I just can't believe your house. Oh, my God, this is my dream. I only wish this was my house. This is the only thing I'm dreaming of 24 hours a day from this day forward after I've seen your house is your house." And I still remember thinking, that's funny because all I'm thinking about is how I can move on to the next one. Right? I live in that house that he thinks is the most amazing thing he's ever seen. And all I was thinking about was, wow, how do I get a better one? How do I get a bigger one? How do I get one in an even better neighborhood? You know, I'm in a double guard-gated community. How do I get one with a wall around my house so it's a triple guard-gated community? I was thinking about all those things that very day when he rang the bell and he said, "I can't believe it's you and I can't believe your house. And, oh, my God, it's my dream to live in this house." And I just couldn't wait to get the hell out of there and find something even nicer. And I was thinking about moving to Park City, Utah, to a beautiful house, and it was five times more expensive than living in Las Vegas, and I couldn't afford to do it, and I was angry. Here I was living in a giant mansion on a golf course in Las Vegas, and I was angry because I couldn't afford the same-size mansion in Park City, Utah. I'm not rich enough. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm annoyed. And this guy, it's his dream to live in my house, right? Everybody's got a different dream. Everyone's at a different level. But those at the top are a lot more difficult to please, a la Tom Brady and a la Wayne Root living in a mansion and can't wait to move to a different mansion because that mansion's not good enough for me anymore. Everything I've ever gotten in my life, I'm already looking forward to the next thing almost the next morning after I got the thing I've always wanted. It's just the way my mind works. So I was so proud to see that that's something that, you know, the Tom Brady's of the world think the exact same way. It's never enough. You know, it's not like he had a 3-week Riviera tour, you know, a cruise on the Mediterranean. And then he came back and said that. He said it hours after winning his 7th Super Bowl. It's not enough for Tom Brady. That's the attitude you have to have if you're going to win an 8th at the age of 43 or next year 44. Very important lesson in life. You know, it's all about ambition and drive, in my opinion. I meet people every day. That's the thing. That's why I'm like Trump. I'm a real believer in the middle class. And I really love the middle class of America. And the reason why is because the average rich person who went to Harvard is a snob and an elitist. And they actually think they're better than everybody else. And I am always going to be the son of a butcher from Mount Vernon, New York, from a dead-end street in a dead-end town, majority black town, and went to all-black high school. And I'm always going to be that kid. And what I've seen in my life growing up is the smartest people I've ever met are middle-class people, but they never had the number one, they didn't have the head start, right? The head start of really rich people. And they didn't get to go to the Harvards of the world. And their parents could never afford to send them to Harvard. So they didn't have the head start or the education. And number two, they didn't have the ambition. You show me someone who is super smart but not super ambitious, it's very hard to go anywhere in life. Very hard. You show me someone who's very poor but very ambitious, very driven, that's the person that will go far in life, even without the head start. So I just think everything in life comes down to ambition and drive. And I've met nothing but middle-class people in my life and small business owners in my life and employees of small firms who I think if someone had ever given them the opportunity and someone had ever believed in them and if they had gotten a little better head start in life with a family that had millions of dollars, they'd today be a big sage up on, you know, a sage, S-A-G-E, on stage, S-T-A-G, giving a speech where everyone in the audience goes, ooh, and ah, what a genius. I think most middle-class people are that smart. But they've never had the advantages, the head start, and they've never had the money behind them and the connections their father and mother opened the doors for them. How many people know the story of Bill Gates? Do you know the story of Bill Gates? I wrote about it in my book, Joy of Failure, which was 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I wrote about Bill Gates. Very few people know, on the day he was born, his grandfather owned the Bank of Washington, State of Washington. The biggest bank in the state of Washington. Nobody knows that. They don't understand what a spoiled brat Bill Gates was. I believe his father was a banker, too, but I know one thing. His mother was a very rich, powerful woman who was on the board of directors of the United Way of the United States of America. You know how big an organization the United Way is? And while on the board of the United Way, his mother was sitting next to the CEO of IBM. And she said to the CEO of IBM, "My son's a really smart kid. He just dropped out of Harvard. He's got this brilliant idea for an operating system for computers." And that's how Bill Gates became a billionaire. Without his mother sitting on the board of the United Way, Bill Gates is just another nobody. Okay? He's a nobody. The whole key was his mother sitting on the board, and the seat next to her is the CEO of IBM. And she sells him on her son's idea for an operating system, and that's how Microsoft was founded. So a lot of these people that think they're so hot, you know what? It's because their mommies and daddies had all the money in the world and opened every door for them. And when the son or daughter came up with an idea, mommy or daddy gave them $20 million to start the business. And the rest of us never had the connections, the fundraising ability, the $20 million for mom and daddy to open the business. When things went wrong, mommy and daddy wrote a check to keep the business solvent, and then it made it big 3 years later. But without that check, you go bankrupt. So I think the most middle-class kids are just as smart as any rich guy, but never had the same opportunities in life. And certainly never had the drive or the ambition. They never knew they could aim that high. That's the difference. Tom Brady, man, that's the model to aim for. Wayne Allyn Root, a little lesson in success for you. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmON.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry! Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, a major blow to the new Biden administration, Joe Biden's toxic pick for OMB, Office of basically the Budget of the United States of America. The director of the OMB, Neera Tanden, withdraws her nomination, which is a blow for Biden. But, you know, hey, this is the White House Office of Management and Budget, it's called, but it's really just overseeing the budget. And it's a big blow, but on the same, you know, by the same length, it's almost like this Cuomo situation, right? I'll cheer on the day that Cuomo resigns or they impeach him or whatever they're going to do to him. And then the next day they'll name someone just as liberal or more so. Maybe they'll name AOC the new governor of New York. Who knows who they're going to name in that position. But I guarantee you whoever they name will be just as bad as Cuomo or worse. Maybe they'll move de Blasio up from mayor of New York City to governor of New York. Who knows? It's not going to be any better. I can promise you that. So, you know, same thing. They'll get rid of this lady, this pick for Office of Management and Budget, director of that office, and they'll bring someone else in who's just as bad, just as toxic, just as much of a liberal conspiracy theorist, by the way. Okay, she's one of the most vocal Russiagate conspiracy theorists. And, you know, that was just a made-up story that never existed. And her death blow was when Joe Manchin of West Virginia, tri-stack moderate, but he's really not. He votes with the liberals 90% of the time. The rest of them vote 100% of the time. 10% he votes with us, and he does something right. 10%, 90% not. And they call that moderate. But he's a so-called moderate Democrat. Once in a while, he's reasonable. And he announced a couple of weeks ago he would vote against her nomination, which put her confirmation in jeopardy. And from there on in, you know, kind of the walls fell in on her. In any case, she sent out a letter today withdrawing her nomination for the Office of Management and Budget, Director of the Office of Management and Budget. So that's a good thing. I like little victories, right? And another victory today, by the way, is Texas. I told you when we come back, I'd talk about it. Texas ends the COVID mask mandate, lifts all antivirus restrictions, and allows all businesses to reopen. And you know what the irony is here? Do you realize that literally on the same day that happened today in England, some fancy schmancy, probably Oxford educated, which is their version of Ivy League, scientist, probably one with lots of government contracts, and those are the guys, you know, they're part of Big Brother, they're part of the government, basically, and everything they do is pro-government and pro-politicians and pro-Big Brother taking control of your life, and he recommended everyone wears three masks. You know, this is like poker. Liberals are playing poker. I'll have a mask, and I'll call, and I'll raise you a mask. And the other guy says, you want double masks? I'll raise you triple masks. Pretty soon someone's going to say, I think everyone needs to wear four masks plus a diaper over the mask and poke little holes in the diaper for you to see out of. And people, the liberals are going to walk around with diapers on their face, and under the diaper is going to be four masks. These are the craziest people in the world. While the Texas governor, who isn't that great, by the way, I like him, but he's nothing close to DeSantis. DeSantis has had no masks, no lockdowns, no government shutdown for like 9 months. So welcome to the party, Abbott, but that's okay. I still say thank you when you get there. He made a good decision today. He's still better than, you know, maybe 70% of all the other governors. Abbott's in my top group, but he's nowhere near DeSantis. Nowhere near, what's that lady's name in South Dakota? Is it Kristi Noem? Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem and DeSantis are number one and number two on my list. Kristi Noem is hotter. She is. No question about that. But if you're a straight guy, you're not into DeSantis. You're only into Kristi Noem. I get that. But she is cute. But more importantly, the economy did great under her in South Dakota. More importantly, people did not get huge numbers of COVID, even though no one wore masks and nobody ever locked down. So kudos to Texas. I'll tell you even more when we get back. Great interview we get back. Great interview with the Trump pollster. John McLaughlin is with us with the latest news about polls. We saved him for today because his latest poll is out today, hot off the presses. Sponsor of this segment of the show, ASI, short for Asset Strategies International, a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver, and there's never in history been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. They've been in business 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients. They sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals. All of that with zero complaints. How's that for credibility? Great friends of mine, the owners, Michael and Rich Checkin, for 16 years. Call them now to receive a free consultation and a free one ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase. 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas's coronavirus mandates are ending next week.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying people should still follow CDC prevention suggestions. Mississippi as well ending their mask mandates and opening up at 100%. For them, it starts tomorrow. President Biden announcing at the White House on Tuesday that the United States would have enough COVID-19 vaccines for all American adults by the end of May after Merck agreed to help produce Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Biden also telling states that teachers should move to the front of the line ahead of some of the most vulnerable. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is the War Raw podcast. That's my podcast. If you love my radio show, you're going to absolutely love, go wild over my podcast, War Raw. We got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we've got what I started with, the Weekend Special Edition podcast, which is my top 10 big news stories of the week. Out of the hundreds and hundreds of stories I cover on my radio show, I pick the top 10 that should matter to conservatives and libertarians and patriots and taxpayers and Trumpers and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast. No censoring. I can say anything I want. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Always controversial. We got a great guest, John McLaughlin, strategic consultant and pollster. I think he's Donald Trump's favorite pollster. He's the CEO of McLaughlin Associates, an advisor and pollster for Donald Trump from 2016, and I believe all the way through to now, and we're thrilled to have him on the show. John, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be with you tonight. I'm doing well.
So let's talk. Let's start with the CPAC poll, which, you know, doesn't mean that much because it's just, you know, only the cream of the cream of the top Republican conservatives, you know, fans of Trump. So it probably doesn't mean what the average person is thinking, but it's probably representative of what the average conservative base is thinking. So in that poll, Trump did very well again as far as running in 2024, correct?
Correct, but I would say, look, CPAC, first of all, you're right. Anybody who goes to a conservative conference during the end of a global pandemic, they're pretty committed. But in the past, I used to go to them when Reagan was president and you know, through the 90s, et cetera. And you would normally get 10,000 people. You still got 2,000 people here. Now, granted, a third of them were from Florida, so some of the people are to finish. But they're in line with, you know, because I'll read you some numbers from the CPAC poll that our firm did. And then I'll read you some numbers from a poll that we're putting on our website at McLaughlin Online tomorrow of voters across the country. And
okay. That's what I wanted to hear.
CPAC,
yes.
Yeah. And attendees approved the job President Trump had done. Now, that's higher than Reagan ever got. And granted, they have a lot of, at times over the years, you've had people there for Rand Paul, you've had people there for Ted Cruz, you've had people
John, you're going a little bit in and out. We didn't hear the number. What was the Trump approval rating number?
97%.
There we go. That's what I wanted everybody to hear. 97%.
Yeah. 97% of all the attendees approved the job he was doing. And they say they want to continue the Trump policies, 95-3. So these are people that really recognize Trump, the former president, and granted the poll was taken 1,007 respondents before he spoke. But the but granted that, you know, that it was done before he spoke, et cetera. And they said that they want him to run again. 68% want him to run again in 2024. And when he was put in a field of like over 20 candidates, he got 55%. And the next closest was DeSantis at 20%. So this movement recognizes he's the most conservative president in our lifetime, maybe in history. And he's kept the word. I mean, he's a businessman. He's not a politician. He kept his word on the issues to these voters. So they recognize that to these actually conservative leaders and activists. But the interesting part is we have a poll we're putting on our website at McLaughlinOnline.com tomorrow. 1,000 likely voters for 2022. And we do this all during the year. We do it like monthly but we did this and we forecast a close election for the president last time. And, you know, it was very close when you considered the election.
John, you're kind of going in and out on me. You're there, you're not there. Let's put you on hold. We'll get John back as soon as we can secure a better line. Because I don't like my listeners going in and out, and they can't hear certain parts of the interview. Drives me crazy. I don't know why no one gets it. I do so many interviews around the country. Wayne Root is a guest on many other shows. long before, you know, you hear from me in the afternoon. All morning I do interviews all the time. I do it on a landline. Cell phones are not good ways to do interviews. They just don't work. They don't do the job. And so I keep a landline on my desk just so I can do interviews. Are we going to get him back, Chris? What's the... All right. I see he's on his cell phone, though, obviously. That's the problem.
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
Okay. There we go. We got you. John, you there?
Yes. I'm
all
here.
Right. So we got John McLaughlin back. Yes. Now I hear you. Tell us about the poll that's coming out tomorrow, hot off the presses. We get the advance notice. What does it say?
Right. 1,000 likely voters across the country. And when you ask them, when you ask these voters, there's 448 primary voters in it. And when you ask them, do they want President Trump to run again? 72% of the Republican primary voters, which includes Democrats and independents, want President Trump to run again. They will support him if he runs for the Republican nomination, 81-15. And when you put him in a field of 15 other candidates, he gets 55%, just like the CPAC poll. And second place is Mike Pence at 8%. And then you got, you know, Ted Cruz, and you've got, I mean, Romney's down at 3. But there's no one close to President Trump. We've never, ever seen the kind of leadership he's provided to the conservative movement or the Republican Party. And the loyalty, when you think about how Republicans did last year. Now, granted, we lost a very close race in the battleground states, but the three states that decided the election, it was 11,000 votes in Arizona, 12,000 in Georgia, 20,000 in Wisconsin. 44,000 votes decided the presidential race out of almost 160 million cast. And Trump, if you voted for Trump for president, you supported Republicans for Congress 90-6. So no Republican incumbent lost. They gained seats. They're within five of a majority in the House. Now, the Senate, they did lose some seats because in the runoff in Georgia, some Trump voters stayed home. But the reality is the impeachment by the Democrats backfired. Republicans resent it. They think it's dividing the country. They think it's wrong. They thought it was unconstitutional. And it made them even stronger in their support for President Trump. So so as Joe Biden moves ahead and benefits from the Trump vaccine that he's now giving out, that the virus is receding, as he benefits from the Trump economy where people are going back to work, and if he lets the economy reopen, we'll grow. But instead, they're, you know, spending money, opening the borders, doing some crazy stuff. So President Trump actually left the country in good shape coming out of the pandemic.
And, all right, so let me ask you a couple of questions. When I look at all this, let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, one thing you left out, or maybe we didn't hear in that moment where you were kind of off the air, 93% right. of the CPAC people polled believe Biden won due to voter fraud. I think that's such a significant number. I'm someone who never backs off on that. I believe the election was stolen. I believe the election was stolen. I believe the election was stolen. And I will never stop saying it. I know it was stolen. I saw it stolen in Nevada. You mentioned 35,000 votes here in Nevada were the difference, and right. all the illegal aliens vote. So all the Republicans believe in this, no matter how much the leaders claim it didn't happen, and the judges say it didn't happen, and the media says it didn't happen, and the Democrats say it didn't happen. Almost every Trump voter agrees the election was stolen, and that's what your polling proves, correct?
Well, that's certainly among the conservatives at CPAC. Plus, we did a national survey in December that we published on our website, and we asked them if there was fraud in the election. And 46% of all voters said yes, and only 45% said no. And the majority of voters in this November survey that we did for Newsmax said 51% of all voters in the country said there was problems with fraud in big cities run by Democrats.
Of course.
Yeah, look at the Democrats now. By the way, on our website right now, on McLaughlinOnline.com, there's polls of three states, West Virginia, Arizona, Montana, and it's about H.R. 1. Because H.R. 1, the Democrats want to codify what they did and legalize.
Right, mail-in voting,
last year
right.
in the election.
Ballot harvesting, mail-in voting, no voter ID, all the disasters that would guarantee we never win again. And so what is your polling right. show in those three states?
7 out of 10 voters have no clue this is coming. And when they hear about it, that their Congress wants to override their state election laws, 7 out of 10 go against it. And I tell you, the biggest number is
they don't want the taxpayer funding of the campaigns, because there's a plan in there to do like what New York City does. For every dollar you raise, you get $6. And they could raise millions of dollars from the taxpayers. And then, even if you're a member of Congress, you can pay yourself to run as a candidate. So this is the biggest scam coming that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want to keep quiet, pass it in the House, and then sneak it in the Senate. And that the Republicans and the conservative movement, are as they find out about it, are apoplectic about it, and we're going to make sure that that sees the light of day and we kill it.
All right, let me mention a second thing. I'm always amazed that the average person is just so ignorant. They just work all day, I guess, and they don't have time to read and study and watch. But, I mean, I, as a person who reads the news 24 hours a day, I love Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. And I see him as either Trump's VP if Trump runs again, or the presidential candidate if Trump decides not to run. Ron DeSantis should absolutely be our nominee. I'm amazed that CPAC, they loved him. But it's in Florida. In the national poll you took, they didn't love him. He came in like sixth, and I'm a little surprised more people didn't have not noticed what a great job he's done in Florida. I'm really shocked by that.
Well,
hey, John, we really got to run. The music's on.
Okay.
Can you stay through to the break and come back on the other side and give me the answer to that?
I can do that.
All right, so good. Let me know about Ron DeSantis in the national poll. I guess people just don't know his name yet, but he is fabulous, and I believe he's the new leader of the GOP beyond Trump. In other words, once we get to a younger generation beyond Trump, I think DeSantis is the key. But let's see what John McLaughlin says when we get back. Wayne on the Roof, the Warrior, right back at you.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy, points, and availability vary by state.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255.
Thank you.
Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, is with you. If you want peace, you got to prepare for war. That's what we do every day here. My website's rootforamerica.com, and you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we're going to get right back to pollster John McLaughlin, who is standing by. Freedom Health Alliance is the cavalry coming to the rescue for our immune systems, which are facing perhaps the most stress in history, certainly if you're a conservative. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. Now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite is Active Silver Solution. This bundle of products handpicked specifically by me for you, 50% off from Freedom Health Alliance. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. These products have made a dramatic difference in my health, and I believe and hope and pray they'll do the same for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Root Freedom Bundle at freedomhealthalliance.com, 888-910-0341. WAR is the magic word that gets you 50% off. All right, back with John McLaughlin. So, John, I was pleasantly surprised at CPAC that he did so well, Ron DeSantis, and he was a number two to Trump. And then nationally, I'm shocked that your national poll shows that he's actually like at 4%, which is not anything great. I'm a little surprised he's bunched in with Ted Cruz and VP Pence, etc. I guess most people don't know his success story the way I have seen his success story.
Correct, because most people don't listen to conservative talk radio or don't watch conservative TV. And, the mainstream media doesn't carry that. I mean, up until last week, they thought they thought Andrew was the guy who knew how to handle COVID, in spite of the fact that like almost twice as many New Yorkers died because he was putting COVID positive, older people back into nursing homes instead of keeping them at the hospitals that Donald Trump provided with the hospital ship and the Army and the National Guard. Instead, he was infecting tens of thousands of more people that many would die. So, you don't get those stories except when all of a sudden the New York Times and say the Attorney General Letitia James, who's a liberal, turn on the governor and decide he's too moderate for them. They want to get rid of him in New York. So you don't have the DeSantis story, which is a great story to tell how basically, you know, he kept Florida open. He understood it's a tourist economy, didn't shut it down like they did in Nevada, like they did in New York and many other states. And he allowed people to still make a living, he allowed people to go to school, he allowed people to, with caution, you know, wear masks, work safely, but reopen safely and carefully. And DeSantis, you know, the difference is for Ron, I mean, when we tested him in the Florida poll, he got 20%, but a third of the respondents were people who lived in Florida.
In Florida, right.
It was easy to go to the conference. Yeah, to go to the conference. Nationally, it's not as high. So nationally, what he does is he gets, you know, 4%, but then he goes up to, 4%, then he goes up to, 9% when Trump's not in it. But we put Don Jr. in the field when Trump wasn't in, and he's first with 21%. So the problem is voters are so attached to President Trump. If you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, I mean, he kept his word, his policies succeeded, and the media, the left-wing media, attacked him relentlessly. He was a man who was impeached out of office. He wasn't even in office anymore, and it is scary. We saw in our polling that we did for President Trump's Save America PAC, the idea that if you could impeach and try Donald Trump, who was a private citizen out of office, they could do this to anybody. So, right. You know, it was a political show trial, and it scared a lot of Americans. So the base is absolutely...
John, have you done any polling on Andrew Cuomo? Have you done any New Yorkers, how they feel about Andrew Cuomo?
Well, I do work over the years. I've done work for Lee Zeldin since 2014 when he ran for Congress the first time. And Lee Zeldin has been inundated. He's a congressman from Long Island who's a good conservative. He's been very consistent, but people know him as he was an Iraq war veteran. He's a good family man. Him and his wife raised two daughters. And he's a nice guy, and he's delivered for his district. Like, he got over $1 billion for Brookhaven National Labs and did a lot of things for Long Island. So since he comes from the New York City media market, he's a strong candidate against Andrew Cuomo. And we saw it in our polls. We do a lot of polling around New York State, as we do all over the country. But we saw in our polls that, you know, at the end of last year, Governor Cuomo, while the media was still coronating him, he had a 45% unfavorable in New York. And
the newest one is out, by the way. The newest one is out. I just got it. It's the Emerson College poll, and approval of Cuomo in New York State, 38%, disapproved 47.8%. So he is backwards. He is in big trouble, obviously. I think by the minute it's falling. I think you're going to see Cuomo ever running again. The question is, will they kick him out? Will he have to resign, or will they impeach him? Who knows? But he is definitely negative in New York at this point. Hey, John, great to have you on, fellow New Yorker, fellow Bronx borderline guy. Turns out John's from the Bronx, I'm from the Bronx borderline, Mount Vernon, New York. We were right around the corner from each other. Great to have you on, CEO of McLaughlin & Associates, and a great pollster for President Trump. Appreciate all you do, John. Thank you, man.
Keep up
Wayne
the
Wayne Root,
work.
The warrior, the root's on fire. We'll be back tomorrow. 3 great hours tomorrow, Wednesday. Can't wait. See you then.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.